Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farmer ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org. Look for the resources column and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
We had a disappointing trade session for the live cattle and feeder cattle market and finishing the week under a pretty negative note. The feeder cattle were down 85 in October at 138.07. The November's down $1.72 at 134.75. January's 260 lower at 128.35. And January was also about $1.15 off the low. So it was like $3.80 lower at one point. March and April and May all finished about 260 lower. Same situation there. They were about a dollar off the lows. So they were down about 390 at a point in a trading session. So it was really, really strange how those April, May, March, way out their contracts just really got hit. The October is somewhat being lifted up by the fact that it's about to expire. And so it's pretty much tied to the index at this point. Live cattle were under pressure too, but not near as much, about 20 to 60 cents lower, with October at 107.50, down 27. Looks like the trade's going to be somewhere around 107 to 108 this week, and it looks like it's pretty much summed up. The hogs today did give a little bit back, down 10. The lean hog have been reacting to the new cases of African swine fever and rallying some, but today they were at 69.77, which is about unchanged.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Performance Sale, Friday, October 23rd.
The grain futures were mixed here. We had Chicago wheat being the one green contract. December Chicago up 8.25 at 626.5. December Kansas City only up a penny at 559. Been watching that Kansas City Chicago wheat spread. It's for a couple years now. It's been inverted. Traditionally, the Kansas City trades 20 or 30 cents probably on average over the Chicago wheat, but over the last few handful of years, it's really switched. The July spread is currently negative 31 cents. Got to where the maximum Kansas City was about 70 cents under Chicago. So it has tightened up 40 or so cents, but that's been going on. Currently the December, which is kind of the front month, is a negative 67 cents with Kansas City under the Chicago wheat. They call that the protein spread. Watch that closely here. It looks like soft wheat's been being planted all across areas that don't traditionally plant soft wheat. So we'll see what happens with that. Beans today were the weakest contract, down 7 to 11. November's down 11.5 at 10.50¾. Cotton futures today were really strong, 78 cents higher at 70 cents even on the December cotton. And then the Dow Jones and equity futures are extremely strong. Dow's currently up 260 at 28,650.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.